Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes, and this is my audio diary behind the scenes of, well, a YouTube creator, hopefully a writer, or author, I suppose, and filmmaker, number of things, an entertainer, I suppose, at the end of the day, one way or another, in different and hopefully interesting ways, methods. I'm making a cup of coffee this morning. It's, what is it today? The 7th. Is it the 7th? It's a Saturday, early in June. It is the 7th. I've just seen my phone telling me it's the 7th. I'm making a cup of coffee, as I ever do. It's 10 to 7 in the morning. It's wet. It's raining. Now, I didn't do one yesterday because Julia and I were away. We were down at Dora's Dairy in Wiltshire. I didn't take the didgeridoo, my recorder with me, and it was not so bad weather as today. It rained in the morning, yesterday morning down there, and then it brightened up and was very lovely. I don't know whether it's going to do the same today. That would be very nice if it did, thank you very much. But yes, it was good to go down and see John and Amelia. Amelia is pregnant. She's got, I think, 2 or 3 weeks to go. And then a baby will be coming. So they're sort of, you know, a little bit on tender hooks, as you can imagine. And this is John's first child, but Amelia's third. I don't know what I've done with my slippers. My feet are cold. I haven't been here. I'm walking around like an idiot now. So, yes, we also went to have a look at some property, some land, to see what we thought. But they weren't suitable. What, they were on both different extremes, I suppose. One was too small, and various other things. It was nice to have some trees, but there was really no area to grow anything or to have animals. And there was a stone hut there, and really and truly, I think it was far too expensive, right by a busy main road. I'll talk about this in the main channel. And the other one was lovely, was near a road, could have put up with that, you could have got round it, but they want too much for it, and the place needs a lot of work. But otherwise, size-wise, it was about right. And it was close to our friends, which would have been nice, with 5 acres, which would have been nice. Make that coffee. But they wanted too much. There was property on there, you see. They wanted too much, even for, even though we didn't have the money. I still think it was too much, because you probably needed another 100 or possibly 200,000 just to do the bloody place up over time. Which we wouldn't have had. Colder today. Nice coffee. Overcast. Oh, maybe it's me. Need a shave. Luckily, did film a couple of videos whilst we were away. So that's handy. I've got today's ready to go, which I shall release shortly. But I shall have a shave first. After I've done all of this, and I dare say there is hundreds of emails to catch up with. I've had a couple of people wanting me to have certain people on the show. This has been a bit of a bugbear. They keep pushing and pushing. The more people push, the less likely I am to have somebody on the show. I don't suppose they realise that. They think that the more you shove, more likely it's to happen. But there's one bloke who's very slick looking on his website, asks people to join up memberships and all of this. Doesn't feel right. My gut reaction is it just doesn't feel right. But it looks like he's had his whole membership writing to me to get me to get him on the show. And I've been resistant. So that's That's annoyed him, I think. And the other guy, very nice chap, means well, but the last time we recorded something, it was all over the place and it never went out. And that somebody else wanted me to get him on, and I said, well, what's he going to talk about? And when they said, I said, yeah, we have spoken about this so many times. It's what I talk about all the time, but you need to have a new angle, really. Otherwise, people just aren't going to watch. So again, it's difficult, isn't it? It is difficult because we have to repeat a lot of stuff. It is drip, drip feed, but it's putting it over in a slightly different way all the time, in some fashion, I suppose. I don't know. I said in the end I probably will have him on, but I want to finish my book. You know, I want to get that done. I just don't want to be distracted now because it's very close to the end, if you see what I mean. I then have to record the audiobook, and I also want to record, I want to finish a number of other books, really. I'd really just like a few months out to just not have to worry about the interviews at all, and I think I am probably going to knock them on the head. Once the book's out, I've got another excuse not to do them, because it's a genuine excuse. I'll be wanting to promote them as much as possible, because I will need the money. I've had 8 months, 8 or 9 months, I don't know, I can't remember now, but it's a long time without income, and I need, I wasn't overly worried, because I thought, right, well, we'll work on the book. Maybe it's longer, just trying to think. It's probably been a year. It's probably been a year that they demanded. I can't remember. It may not be that long. Feels like it. Can't be that long. But anyway, it does feel like it's been about 8 months. And I do need to get some revenue in. Whatever kind of revenue we think that we are needing. Oh, excuse me. And we do need to keep looking for some land. So, I can't be tied down to these interviews. We've got events coming up as well. So I think, whereas the monologues, I can do the monologues anywhere. I did a monologue yesterday outside a barn, and that will go out today. Excuse me, I burped then. So, what else is going on? What else? Well, I'm back. I suppose I'm a bit flustered because I'm back from where we were. It's a lovely time. We milked the cows. That was good. And I was a bit trying to remember what to do in the order of sequence. I knew what to do, of course. But because I milked them for, again, about a good 6 months, I was thinking, oh, blimey, what do we do? And there's certain things you've got to do in the right way round. And one of the cows kicked and it didn't hurt me too much, but it did bruise my arm a bit. Caught me on the forearm, which wasn't very good. And Julia had another one that was a bit frisky. I suppose because they weren't familiar with us, you see. We did spend a week last year. We spent a week with them, and they kind of got used to us, and I think we were just out. It wasn't their fault. It was us out of practice at dealing with the lovely cows. And they've got some lovely jerseys. The milk is particularly creamy. It's very lovely. I also did a little bit of filming for John. He's got a shed with a vending machine in it. And you can get eggs and you can get ice cream, lovely range of ice cream. We had some of their ice cream the evening before. Ah, very lovely, very tasty. They make it themselves out of their own raw milk. It is delicious, I have to say. You could sit there and eat loads of it, but I was very restrictive. But it was very tasty, and they do some very interesting flavours. Not all the flavours appeal to me. I'm very old-fashioned, traditional, but some of these other sort of flavours, modern flavours, bubble gum, honey and various things, Not really necessarily mine. I just like the old strawberry, raspberry, vanilla. Yeah, a bit boring, really. But that's what I like. I like that. And presumably, it's less flavourings in it. Strawberries are easy enough. Mint chookie. What a chookie is. Mint chocolate cookie. There's another one. That's another favourite of mine. And peanut butter, actually. I do like peanut butter, and I've had peanut butter ice cream elsewhere. And I didn't think that I would like that. But peanut ice cream, yeah. I didn't try John's peanut. We only had a couple of different flavours because I didn't want to spoil myself, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't want to spoil myself. So, yes, I did some filming, a little bit of filming. I've got to put together a little video to how to operate, where to pay, what the prices are, etc., so that people can know how to operate it. When they go in, there'll be a silent telly screen with captions and a little bit of direction just to help them out. It only needs to be 30 seconds long on a loop so that they can work it all out, really. So I've got to work over that. I do that over the weekend and send that to him as a thank you. Well, you know, he gave us some milk and paid for the meal and everything. And I said, well, don't worry, I'll do the filming for you. I'm not going to charge you. Of course not. You know, we're all friends, which is lovely. So, and I don't do corporate videos anymore, thank goodness. Blimey, wouldn't want to go back to that. I wouldn't want to go back to professional entertaining, as in juggling and unicycling and all of that. I wouldn't want to go back to professional corporate videos. And I don't mind doing the talks. They're fun. God, what's the matter? We're yawning like nobody. I don't think I got as much sleep as I needed to. I probably have to have a nap later on. I sound like my dad. And the writing, if I could make some money out of the writing. Well, I'm really hoping this book's going to do well. And, of course, I'm doing it not through an author, I'm doing it through myself. But I've got 266,000 subscribers. So if I, as I said before, if I get a proportion of those buying it and can make a small profit on the top, it's time I, you know, after 8 months, one does need to be able to earn something. And one mustn't feel guilty of selling something that makes a little bit of a profit. I mean, you know, what profit can you make on books anyway? You can't make a huge amount because it costs a lot, and it costs enough to have it printed, you know, and they're all making a profit. You know, people like lulu.com or amazon.com or wherever, they've got to make a profit. So by the time it comes down to the sodding author, there's very little. But hopefully, if I can do the volume with the viewers, it will be worth it. And I think it's a good book. I do think it's a good book, and I think my writing style has improved. That's why I'm working so hard on it, getting the grammar and the spelling and the commas and things, and I'll get proofreader to read it. I'm hoping it will be good. This coffee is nice. A nice little wake me up. Well, I think, I need to go and have a shave, so I'm going to go and do that. I'll get this uploaded, go and have a shave. And today, this morning, really, because it's wet, I suppose that's a good thing. It is catch-up morning. There's emails and then back onto the book and try and get that done. And release today's video as well. And Julia, I don't know that she's going to go. She was going to go to there was an event at Hope Sussex today that we went to the other day. And I said, look, I've had 3 days off from working on the book. Because we had a day when we went to Hope Sussex to do some recording, and then we went down on Thursday and Friday. So that's 3 days in the week not working on the books. And, you know, I need to get back to it. It's not that I sit there and work on the book solidly. I can't do that because of the screen and the one eye and the transposing from the red penning to the screen is tedious, tedium personified. And one needs to sort of do an hour of that and walk away for half an hour or something and then come back to it, you know. But I have had other things to do. So this that's the way it is. But as we get into the final sprint, and then there's still a bit more to write in that book. There's still a little bit more to write once I get to the end, because I wanted to read it right the way through to understand the book again as a whole, just to tie up those loose ends. Anyway, thank you for listening. Sorry about yesterday not being around, and I will be around tomorrow, so all is well, and all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. Until then, toodle-pip.